KC 107.7.
Yes, you're tuned to KC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. As I mentioned earlier, before the break, I told you about a group that we're a Google meeting, a supporting group that we're going to talk about later on. Now is the time. We are talking to Jessica Prinsloo. She's the founder of a support group for parents and teachers of autistic children. Now, she's going to share with us more about the group. Hello, Jessica, and welcome on KC. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well.
Always well. Thanks. What inspired you to start this support group for parents as well as teachers of autistic children?
So I was diagnosed with autism about 3 years ago when I was 37. And at the time, it came as a massive shock to me. And I was trying to wrap my head around my own diagnosis and learn more about autism and neurodivergence. And I started recognizing the same traits in my children. And it was very, very overwhelming trying to navigate parenting, and all of it was a lot. So I started to think that there's probably other parents who are feeling like me, because, you know, parenting can be very difficult anyway, but when you're dealing with kids who potentially have differences or special needs, then you put a lot of energy into the children, and then the parent ends up feeling burnt out and isolated because we kind of tend to forget about our own well-being. So I wanted to create a space where parents and teachers could just pause and focus on themselves for a moment and talk honestly about their own experiences and to feel understood.
Now, tell us more about what are some of the biggest challenges that parents and teachers face when they're supporting these kind of children, autistic children.
So I think the biggest thing that comes up in our group is like isolation and just pure exhaustion, feeling tired and feeling like they're not seen. I think from the teacher's side, it's often trying to meet the child's emotional needs or sensory needs, but in a very under-resourced environment and trying to navigate all the other kids in the class, and it can be quite difficult. From the parent side, it's often where you've got children who don't, because you've got different levels of autistic support needs. And people might assume that when you've got higher support needs, it can be more difficult. But a lot of the time, it comes out that the parents with children who sort of have the invisible disabilities, the ones who mask a lot, these are the ones that, at school they're doing well, they're getting good grades, and the teacher says they, you know, have the best behavior. But then they come home after school, and then they have these massive emotional outbursts. And then when the parent tries to tell someone about it, they go, no, your kid's just great. They're doing well at school. They're well behaved. They're always perfect. So they feel like they haven't been validated. They feel like they're dismissed, and that the parent is the problem. They feel like they're doing it wrong, or that they're imagining their experience. And that's been a really difficult thing, but finding other parents who get that has been very helpful for that group of people.
Jessica, how does your support group address these challenges, and what kind of resources or strategies do you offer?
So the group isn't therapy, it's very specifically. It's not a therapy group. It's a community and feel connection and feel seen by others. So the members can talk openly about what's going on for them, what's going on with their kids. They can vent, they can cry, they can grieve the life that they didn't get. And they know that they won't be judged. So, you know, we also experience a lot of joy in the group. We can celebrate our wins because it's really important to do that as well, because they come around so very infrequently. But just being around others who get it makes a huge difference. And also because we mix parents with teachers, there's a lot of experience there. So members often share tips that have worked for them in the past, and that helps them to feel empowered and more secure in their role as a caregiver or teacher.
And can you share us a success story or an example of how the group has made a positive impact on a family or an educator?
Yeah, sure. There's so many. I'm going to share this one because I do have consent from the member to share it. She's a parent and a teacher. And so obviously at this time of the year, it's very stressful and everyone's very tired. And at the same time last year, at this time, she'd been with the group for a couple of months, and she shared with the group at our last meeting that she was feeling very, she's still very busy, but she felt that this was the first time in years that she didn't feel completely burnt out. Her life was still busy and stressful, but she was more able to cope. She said that the group had given her a sense of community, and they helped her feel more supported. And so at that stage, she was still tired, but she wasn't totally overwhelmed. And so she could go into the December period feeling a little bit less like the world was on her shoulders and really enjoy that time with her children. And that's really what we're hoping for. We don't need to fix or change everything, but it's just to help people feel stronger when they're dealing with what life throws at us.
And Jessica, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting to support autistic children in their own in the classroom or at home? What advice?
So I think number one would definitely be just don't try to do it alone. We're not meant to do things alone. Try to find someone to talk to, whether it's a trusted friend or a family member, if it's another teacher, if it's a therapist, a spiritual leader, whoever you can talk to, just speak to them. Speak to somebody. Open up and tell them how you're doing it. You're welcome to join our group. We meet every 2 weeks on Wednesday evenings. If you'd like to do that, you can go to the South African Depression and Anxiety Group website at sadag.org, which it's sadag.org. And if you go to the support group tab, then you can you'll find our poster and you can contact either me or my co-facilitator, Casey. And I just want to add that, SADAG has hundreds of support groups for a variety of different challenges. So you might be listening to this and thinking, well, I don't have an autistic kid, but I do feel alone and I'd love to find a community. And so if that sounds like you, then please go to SADAG.org to find a support group that will support your specific needs.
Anything in closing from your side, Jessica?
I think just keeping the conversation open, it's something that I think neurodivergence is often very misunderstood. And but at the heart of it, everyone is just trying to connect, really. And we just need to be there for each other and to support each other with all kinds of parenting, teaching. So, yeah, these are the people who are caring about the most vulnerable of our society. So just giving everybody the support that they need and being kind to each other.
Just give us again, how can we get hold of you guys when you want to be part of the group, or how do we get be part of the group?
Sure, no problem. It's the SADAG website, which is sadag.org.
Jessica, thanks again for this group. I think I've heard about it, and I was tempted to do it, and now I finally had the opportunity talking to you about this group on Google and about the meeting. Thanks again, and I've also wrote it down, and we'll put it on our Facebook also, so that people can if they want to get hold of you, they are there, and all the information are there. Thanks again, and as we as a community really appreciate it, you must have a safe and restful festive season. It's just around the corner.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and have a wonderful day further.
Thank you.